Our speaker this morning is Pastor, Lord, and High Priest David Michael Searcy. He was introduced to several religious beliefs in his upbringing as a youth, which sparked his desire to study religion and spirituality. His ministry is infused with his Pentecostal roots, Wicca, and science of mind, which he has studied and practiced for over 30 years. He was ordained on October 16, 2010, as a second-degree priest associate minister in the Ravenwood tradition by Ravenstone Church and Seminary in Dallas, Georgia. And on October 26, 2011, he earned his spiritual practitioner's license from the International Centers of Spiritual Living. In October of 2017, he was elevated to the rank, title, and responsibilities of a third degree and high priest, which is the highest rank in the Wiccan tradition, by Grove of the Willowwood Church and Seminary in Dahlonega, Georgia. On October of 2018, he was publicly set forth by the laying on of hands by the Presbytery of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary as an ordained pastor. He serves with the pastoral staff of Spirit and Truth Sanctuary in Decatur, Georgia, and Grove of the Willowwood Coven in Dahlonega, Georgia. The core focus and joy of his ministry is to bring each individual he touches into the remembrance of their true inner divinity and beauty by assisting all with cultivating their personal love affair with the source and living their true authentic selves. His work with angels also demonstrates that we all have a whole network of angelic beings, teachers, guides, healers, avatars, and ancestors assisting us on our spiritual journey. Growing up, he was an army brat who finally settled in Atlanta. He enjoys a 28-year professional career as a concierge with Marriott International and is currently the senior concierge with their W brand at the W Atlanta Buckhead Hotel. He shares his life with partner John Dana Myers. Welcome, John. Good to see you. Who is an intuitive massage and body worker. Also with their cat, Basket, and their Shorkie, Princess Leia Organa. A big kid at heart, he is a comic book collector and a Marvel and DC comic toy and statuary collector. He loves reading, movies, amusement parks, dining, traveling, ministering, and giving big hugs. And concerts. Welcome, David Michael.
Yes. You know what? I came in here and I thought, where's Dan? Thank you, Scott, for being here. Thank you, guys. Okay, you know what we normally do when I'm here? And thank you, Bruce. We give honor and we welcome in. There's never a time or a space or a place that doesn't exist. We welcome in our angels, our avatars. We welcome Gabriel behind us. Mikael to the right of us, Uriel to the left of us. Let's turn to your neighbor. There is an intelligence, a divine presence operating in life, guiding, directing, governing, bringing me good. This affirmation of acceptance endlessly repeats itself in my or whatever I find my word with. Ye that do truth,
in prayer. Prayer is powerful, but now science is proving it. Neurotheologians, researchers who study the brain science and spiritual experiences have brought prayer into the laboratory. The results are awesome. Not only is prayer proving to be incredibly healthy, but it's right up there with eating right and exercising. Prayer is rewiring our brains and sparking the controversy over the reality of consciousness. Andrew Newberg has been studying the neurological effects of prayer and meditation since the late 1980s. Newberg has been pioneering experiments involving inserting radioactive dye into the brains of both spiritual novices and high achievers, like Franciscan monks, Buddhist monks, evangelical Christians, when they are hard at prayer. Newberg states, "The thing that has always been so striking to me is just how rich and diverse spiritual experiences are for people, and how they activate. There isn't just one part of the brain that makes us religious or spiritual. If there is a spiritual part of ourselves, is our entire brain, and how it works when we have these spiritual experiences. Because it seems to be a complex path in different directions, Newberg reports increased activity in the frontal lobe, the part of the brain that helps focus our attention, and the deepening of the kind of prayer that has increased activity in the language, visualization, emotional, and motor centers. The difference between prayer and other activities is in the ignition. With religious activity, we seem to engage in many other parts that we typically don't see with trying to solve a math problem or driving down the street. While prayer revs up certain parts of the brain, it shuts down others. Several studies show that at the height of prayer, there are parietal, the balance for all weekend. Parietal lobes, this is the portion of the brain that takes our sensory information and orients us in the world and gives us our. This portion of our brain goes dark. In other words, when people describe getting lost in prayer or feeling it at one man with the universe, that is exactly what's happening. Newberg wondered if losing ourselves in prayer may help us find compassion. If you get into an existential where you feel connected to all and one with all, then almost by its very nature of being one with the one. Studies have shown that prayer helps us manage our anxiety, depression, boost our immune systems, enhance our capacity to absorb and maintain information, makes us more open to new ideas, and increases our pain tolerance. It can even make us less prone to the effects of aging. The longer we meditate, the greater the wrinkles and folds of our cortex, which is the part of the brain that helps information. These wrinkles in our brain are a thing of beauty. The more they are, the better the brain is in making, governing our emotions and forming them. Newberg argues that by contemplating God, Source, that non-believers achieve the same neural benefits as those who believe. It doesn't matter if you are Muslim, Jew, Hindu, agnostic, or atheist. Now, my spiritual tradition, we love prayer. So that's powerful for us. In the Wiccan tradition, it's a little different. So some of my, I think my call, and even in the Wiccan prayer, most Wiccans have grown to big. So I've actually had chances and wonderful. So we've had prayer talks before. It's a prayer. Have you prayed with deep devotion and then experienced a miracle in your life? Or have you manifested a desire and saw it manifested? There are many beautiful testimonies. Some are so incredible that they sound like miracles. Some religious practitioners even claim to have witnessed and benefited from miracles of divine in their lives and positive life benefits. There's something that is very healing about having the continual dialogue with the source of all creation. This is where the Bible speaks about praying without ceasing. Daily life becomes a continuum. If you've read The Secret or the ideas like the Law of Attraction, people swear that these techniques, these concepts, concepts have worked for them. Are all prayers answered? That would be a yes. The universe has two words. Yes. To believe in prayer is to believe in magic, because it is plugging us into the power and the energy, which is the power of us, our higher selves. Remember that energy is everything, and you are one with this energetic, magical flow. With this practice of prayerful life, you discover how to apply laws of manifestation that empower your prayers, empower your spells. The law of attraction and the cause that causes magic to work is influenced by your word. You have the power to preach. You have the power to almost. As long as human beings have been intelligent, we've used our greatest asset, the power of our mind, to survive, to flourish, ultimately to live on this planet. The power of our minds and prayer have given us the ability to directly influence our events through our deep intention. You read the scripture, this is where Moses is speaking, saying, to give to Pharaoh, he says, I am when you are the I am, and your word has power. We as enlightened people can use our relationship, life affairs, our government, our nation, and even places of worship, and those who help lead our places. And then I need Lorraine. I won mine. Lady Diana. And I ask if you're near one of the board members, when we do into this little Pentecostal feel. You have to get up, lay your hand. And so we're going to work in the starting.
Drive us forward. Show them what to do. Show them what to say. Show them when to say it. May they be safe and protected. May love, peace, help, and bless be.
I guess acceptance has been accepting most of the time. I know I felt impatient. Actually, I asked Ron Sturgis, Myers-Briggs session before we went, and it's really awkward when we find and weaknesses.
You don't have to stay standing. Well, one of the two of you will.
Stay on the stand.
So I need two board members to offer a prayer for Mountain Light.
My prayer is that you each have the success that I had 2 weeks ago. That you reach inside yourself and ask God for whatever you need to help you, or whoever you pray to.
I'm not much of a prayer.
I'm not much of a prayer either, but my greatest wish is and what we're trying to do.
So it is. I believe deeply that prayer really does make me. Not only changes our hearts, but I believe it also changes. I've seen prayer work in many of your lives, through many of the journeys, through many of your health journeys, and my health journeys. I've seen the power of prayer make it different. Prayer for me is finding a secret place to hear the gentle voice that guides, opening that sacred door that always is open, that place where all are welcome, where our spirits are reborn, and every mind can be transformed. Prayer brings clarity, helps us find strength. Strength to live also helps us find to forgive. So I ask you now.
There's a sea. Thank you. Listen for the voice that whispers to me.
Love wins all.